Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Now look at it. I want to teach you something this morning about Thanksgiving. About Thanksgiving. Now let's look at Daniel chapter number 4. Daniel chapter number 4. I want to show you a very interesting story. And from this story, you will see the possible reason why some believers have not been getting results. Amen. Praise God. Daniel 4, are you there? If you are there, say amen. Now, if you are looking for Daniel in the New Testament, you've not been reading your Bible. Amen. You know, sometimes if you almost say, let's not the book of Japhet, there's that guy or that girl somewhere in the church that will start looking for Japhet or the book of Miriam or Asana. You see? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, are you there? Come on now, are you there? Daniel chapter number 4. Now, verse 29. Verse 29. Now look at this. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built, all right, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? You know who was talking? Huh? Nebuchadnezzar. He's the only one that when you hear his name in the Bible, what comes to your mind after that is an animal. So one day began to walk and looked at Babylon. Said, is this not great Babylon that I built? All right, for the excellency of my own honor. You see, sometimes I look at the scope of things in Nigeria. Anytime they begin to give the honor to a man as the builder of things, the man doesn't last. Amen? Doesn't last. Say, I build this city with my might, for my own splendor, and my own honor. Just look at it. Say, yeah, I build that place. I build that wall. I build that. All right, what's the next verse? Read it out loud. Out loud. One, two, three, go. While the word. Now, I want all of us to take it together. One, two, three, go. Was in the king's mouth. Uh-huh. That's the last time they are going to call him king. While he yet speak. Oh, I build this city. I'm a strong man. God sent his word. He was still saying it. Can we dramatize this? Alright, come. Now, quote him again. Quote him. I want you to quote Nebuchadnezzar. Quote him. Come closer. Quote him. No, let's take your mic. Let's act it. Oh, yeah.
Is not this
now, I'm about Babylon. To show you what it means by while the word was still in his mouth. Okay? Continue.
Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power?
You see, you don't have to finish it. From this moment, the kingdom is taken. You don't have to finish it. I was still talking. Stop there. You don't talk like God. There was a guy, Herod. He was speaking. He was very poetic, speaking with some philosophies and all that. And they said, wow! He's speaking with the wisdom of the gods. He's these are, they began to give him eulogies that only gods will receive. One angel just slapped him. I can't use my wife as experiment. I will use you. The angel just... He became old, dead, decayed. Right there. They just drew him out of time. Out of time. And he didn't meet up. He didn't meet up. And that was it. Now, please be seated for a while. Why am I showing you this scripture? I'm showing you the spirit of ingratitude. The spirit of what? Anywhere you see ingratitude. You know what the ungrateful does? Ingratitude is a sin. Are you aware?
Oh, yeah.
It's a sin. See, listen. Look up. Let me describe the life of the ungrateful. The ungrateful sets his or her attention on what is not working, then takes responsibility for what is working. This is what the ungrateful says. God has not done this for me. He has not done that for me. But this one is working. Say, I did it. That one is God has done this. Say, no, I did it. Sometimes people are not saying it out with their mouth, but they are implying it. Oh, look at it. Say, Pastor, why are you not happy? How come we only had about 50 people in church? You mean you had 50 lives? Say, yes, yes. It was not because the boys went for evangelism yesterday. No, God built them and rejoice about it. Because listen, once you don't rejoice about things, it will not multiply. Amen. Each time Jesus needed to address scarcity, he addressed it through thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Oh, there are multitudes here. How will they be fed? If we go and get all the bushes, a meat in the bush, they cannot feed them. How will we feed them? Said, so tell them to sit down. And he asks, a young guy had three loaves of bread, two fishes. He said, it's more than enough. Tell your neighbor what you have is more than enough. Say it again. All right? And what did he do? He lit up his eyes and what? He gave thanks. Jesus did not say, no, multiply, multiply. Anything you are grateful for increases. 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 Amen. Yes. Praise God. My wife went out this week and then bought me pizza. I'm grateful for it because I know I'm going to eat another pizza this week. I said, I'm grateful for it. Then bought me ice cream. So I'm grateful for it. So I can eat ice cream this week in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful. Oh, yes. And I brought me chicken. So I'm grateful for it. I said, because I want to take another chicken this week. Are you grateful? Oh, yeah. What are you grateful about? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, what I want to say may look funny, but it's true. Valentine came 2019, 2020, 2021, 2020, 2023. Nobody brought even a flower. Now, be grateful. When you are grateful in that kind, it's not like 2024 will meet you without flowers. No. Then God comes and changes the story. Who is excited? You better rejoice, if not. Yeah. But you can never address scarcity without thanksgiving. You can't. Amen. And sometimes, if you look at the case of Nigeria, you are almost sad. You're almost angry. Is there anyone who has been angry this week? Have you been angry this week? And some people were offended and said, I'm not going to go to church again. That's not the solution. That's not the solution. Amen. Honestly. Sometimes, even in the midst of it, when it looks like what's there to be grateful for about Nigeria, just thank God. I remember 2010, we sat down, myself and a couple of my friends. October 1st. And we were talking. That's 13 years ago. Talking about independence, and we're just talking. What's good about Nigeria? And what was that? What have we achieved? All that, all the years of independence. And God whispered to me, if you have been born between 1960 and now, Nigeria has received their greatest gift. Now, there are many of you here that God will use you to turn Nigeria around. Say that amen again. You don't believe. Say, even those who tried, did they win election? You are different. Amen. Do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Some people have looked at themselves and say, all this wildlife, even me, I can't go up to that wildlife. See what it ended to. And so what's hope for me? A guy went to kill himself. A 19-year-old boy. Hanged himself. And said, what's the hope for this Nigeria? But see, while the devil is still bragging, Listen to this. I'm not going to tell you that this is what will happen. But I can show you from pattern of scripture. Anytime men speak like God, they fail. That's the best man. They fail. Amen. See, that man built Lagos. See, anytime people speak like God, they fail. And while the word is still in their mouth, see, let me tell you something. The light and the hope many of us are running with is not any other thing, though. It is the sure words of prophecies that God has given. Sure words of prophecy. So look at the old thing. First day after the old thing, it was like somebody was beating me in my sleep. You know that kind of pain and anguish? That's that deep, like, will there ever be justice? But yet there will be. Yet there will be. While the enemy think they are their strongest, yet in the midst of it, God will show up. He will show up as a mighty, terrible one. He will show up for Nigeria because the time to favor Zion has come. Yet the appointed time has come. It is not the duty of one man to announce the emergence of a new nation. It is the emergence of a new species of individual. And you are that kind. So you are all we have been waiting for. The Bible said creation has been subjected to pain and groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, thank you for Nigeria. Let me tell you something. Do you know one of the reasons why you have to be grateful? It doesn't make any human sense that we are still together. Many nations have not gone through quarter of what we have gone through. I don't understand. It's like the first. Look at the whole election and there's no fight. How? And each time God comes storm, it's because he's about to fight. Just sheath your sword. I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. You will win without drawing sword. You don't believe it. You know, one of the things the devil is trying to attack in this season is the power of prophecy. I'm not talking about those who are prophesying by going to do permutation and combination. You see, that's not the prophetic. The prophetic is that while anything doesn't look like it, this is what God has said. Amen. The moment you allow the devil to attack prophecy in your heart, you are finished. Because that's what God will use to liberate you. By a prophet, God brought them out of Egypt. And by a prophet, they are preserved. In Exodus 19, is it 6, 9, 7? Remember how I bear you out on the eagle's wings. Amen. God is still doing that. Can we rejoice for Nigeria again? Wait. Maybe so your joy can be full. Say it loud and clear. Nigeria, I forgive you.
Nigeria, I forgive you.
Yeah. You know, Nigeria has done more to you than your ex. Because this one is one X that will not go away. It's still there. Say it. Put your hand on your chest. Say, Nigeria, I forgive you. Say it again, Nigeria, I forgive you. I believe in you. Now, let me show you a scripture. Now, we're going to read this scripture prophetically. Amen. Now, hold your Bible out. Stand on your feet, everybody. Stand on your feet quickly, quickly. We're going to do something very prophetic right now. Isaiah chapter number 62. Quickly, quickly. Hey! Praise God. Now, look at it. You're going to substitute Nigeria for Zion and for Jerusalem. Is that okay? Are you ready now? We're going to read from verse 1. Now, listen. I like you to read loud and clear prophetically. Is that okay? We'll read together. 1, 2, 3, go. For Nigeria's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Nigeria's sake, I will not rest. Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and kings thy glory. And you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. And you shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. Now, verse 4 is very specific. Are you ready for it now? 1, 2, 3, go. Now, hold on. It will read like this. We. Amen. What? We. 1, 2, 3, go. We shall no more be termed forsaken. Neither shall our land be more termed desolate. But we shall be called Hephzibah, and our land Beulah. For the Lord delight in us, and our land shall be married. Hallelujah! This is the reason we rejoice. Because we know heaven and earth may pass away. These words will not drop. While praying in the midst of that chaos, God showed me this scripture. And he said, hold it. And I'm holding it. Amen? He said, hold it. I'm holding it. He showed me another scripture. But I'm just going to read this. I will not tell you what it means. Ezekiel 21. Ezekiel 21. It means, where's the power of darkness? Where Jesus is reigning as king. It's no more. It's all demolished. Amen. Now look at it. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Are you sure you are? Now look at it. Ezekiel 21:26. Thus says the Lord God, remove the diadem and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low and abase him that is high. I will overturn. It shall be no more until he come whose right it is. And I will give it him. When he showed me that scripture, I just switched to another mood. And then I said, all right, God has spoken. See, listen, don't respect your Goliath more than you respect the grace on your life. Have no respect on your mountains. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your hands again and bless God for Nigeria. Say, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. And forever. I bless you, Lord, you are holy, holy,
and forever you are loved.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, sit down for a moment. Now, why should you be grateful and renounce the spirit of ingratitude? Amen. Now listen to this. Number one, because God's thoughts towards you are sealed. Write it down. Let me explain. They are sealed. Let me explain. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, God speaking there. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you. They are thought of what? Peace. Not of what? Evil. To give you a hope and a future. King James says, to give you an expected hand. Now look up. Look up. Do you know what it means for a thought to be sealed? Come. It means that now look at this illustration I want to give you. If I said to him, go to where Pastor Toby is, and he was to go like this, to turn, and he will get there. Amen. Come. If while going there, stand here, the devil raises a siege against him and say, oh, you can't pass. You can't pass. God's thought is that he will get there. Amen. That's God's thought. They will say, you can't pass. I'm not going to pass. All right. And he's there saying, oh, why has the devil afflicted me? All right. What the devil doesn't know is that he has just created a situation where God will make a way. And say, you don't have to go and turn again. Take this place. And that's it. Because there is nothing you can do against this person but for him. If you throw stones at him, you've given him bricks to make his buildings. Every time you think you are trying to elongate his journey, you've just made the route shorter. It's sealed. Can I show you something else that is sealed? Sit down, please. Thank you. Now, I like to give this illustration. The days growing up as a child, I used to watch Bruce Lee. Some of you don't know Bruce Lee. Some of you are Indomie generation. We were watching Bruce Lee. Now, Bruce Lee will gather people and do training. Here. Once I finish, maybe that's when God even knew I was going to be a pastor. Once we finish watching the Bruce Lee, I'll gather all my disciples in the compound and I'll give them stick. The one you don't have stick, carry umbrella. And then, yeah, here. You see. But sometimes, you see 20 people trying to shoot one man. And they are shooting and shooting. Their gun won't touch him. But when he just looks back, yeah! He kills two people. Yeah! Kills two people. You know why it is like that? And 20 will be shooting, it won't touch him. Because the script was sealed. And according to that script, he didn't die. So the actor of the script is not under pressure. It is the one who is watching it that is under pressure. When you see what God has fixed, you are not under pressure. The devil may come like flood of water, but you see, according to the script, I did not die. Because he has shown me a future, and he can't show me what doesn't exist. Do you understand? So in the midst of chaos, you are rejoicing. And they wonder why. Because you know the script. It's simple. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. And when will you carry your own child? All the years you've been married. Relax. According to the script, I was carrying twins. Calm down. So when you understand what is sealed, say it again. God's thought towards me is sealed. Come on, say it again. It means that by the time God finished, he put full stop. Nobody can add to the script. Do you understand what I'm saying? And according to that script, you didn't die of sickness. You didn't die of accident. Do you understand? You didn't die of plane crash. I say, no. According to the script, you lived the ripe old age. You blessed your generation. You are a blessing. I don't follow what I'm saying. Listen to this. I won't go into this. But do you know you were first finished before you were commenced? You were. See, you were. That's one of the things that happened to you, that sometimes you get to some place and you feel this has happened before, because actually it has. It is only your flesh that is a bean of time. Your spirit is not. You were finished before you were started. But if you don't know the script, the devil can give you a wrong one. And then many terrible things can happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, according to the script, you were not stranded. Say it again loud and clear now. Okay. I have many singles here. See, according to the script, you didn't marry your enemy. You married well. You married better. Those of you who didn't have anybody to tell you, I don't know what to do about your matter. Turn to someone and say, according to the script, you didn't marry anyhow. You were settled, blessed, established. Established. It is covenant. You finished well. Do you understand? When you understand that, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Yes. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Now, listen, I've said this several times, and most of you will wonder, please be seated. The reason why I always say, because I'm excited. I mean, you don't know. You see, I mean, if you're a single pastor and you are single for a while, many prophets will be coming your direction. That we saw you married a witch. I received prophecies. I had a vision and I saw. This one will say one day I saw that the person scattered the entire ministry. Maybe just 10% of the visions were good. I'm telling you. But I knew that according to the script, I didn't marry. So I told the guys, I said, the day you ever see me walk down the aisle with someone, go and sleep. No, this person did not miss it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You look at my wife. Do I look like a man that missed it? Oh, yeah. I like the way she did that hair. I used to be afraid of getting married. All those fear are nonsense. You are afraid of what God has settled, sealed, perfected. You are entering into prepared places. That's why you rejoice. Now let me say this to you. God spoke to me. He said, don't look at the situation of Nigeria. Eyes on the goal. Keep building. Said, I've called you to be among builders of the next generation. Just build. Forget about anything, government, whoever it takes power, whoever. Just keep building. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And for God to have you here, He settled something about your life. Lift your hands and rejoice again. Say, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be your thought day and night. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm excited. I'm blessed. Can you go ahead and say, God, I'm grateful.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Put your hands on your chest. Say, I'm loved. I'm loved eternally. I am loved with an everlasting love. You are not saying it loud enough. I am settled in the name of Jesus. Now, listen to this. You have a role to play. You do. There's something about your life you don't know about it. Let me share a story with you. I think I've shared this story. I don't know if I've shared it here. I remembered I was a teenager in a CAC church. And one day, our pastor was ministering. And he said, there's one of these children here. He said, the hand of God is so strong upon the guy. He said, my pastor was just describing. He said, anytime the guy passed in front of the, because I passed the mission house to go buy petrol. So anytime he passes, he said, he feels presence. He said, God is going to use that guy and all that. So he said, church will rise up and pray for you. He didn't call the person. Oh, I was so excited. I was so excited because while they were praying, I kept looking around that, God, I want to know this person. So from today, that person will be my friend. Are you following what I'm saying? But I couldn't locate the person in church. But when I got home, my stepmother called me. Said, do you know the person the pastor was talking about today? I said, no. Says you. Says you. Said it's you. My pastor later called me. Now, some of you are envying things in people's life that is already on your life. You are wishing for something that is not up to quarter of what you already have. Until you start giving thanks, you won't see it. Each time you despise it, it will not multiply. It will not. Nothing enters its potential when you are not grateful. Nothing. 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 Even children will not enter their potential if you are always cutting them down. And say, look at your head. Big head. You went to class. 6/10. Look at your head. That child is coming back with 2/10. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I taught in a school. And when I taught in that school, one day I was teaching. I was taking mathematics. And I turned back and I saw one of my students crying. Ah, why are you crying? So I called him. The more he tried to talk, the more he kept crying. So I said, follow me on the walk. So I took permission from the security guys. I went out with him and we went on the walk. And the boy looked at me and said, he said, while I was teaching, he was just asking himself that, will I ever be as intelligent as this uncle? Ha! I said, you are more. You are more. Now, at the end of the class, of the session, or term, whatever, the boy came last. That boy. But while I was putting the result together, I said, I'm not going to let this boy go with this last position. So I created an award, something, best in something. I just called the award and I gave it. So I bought the gift with my own money and told them to add it to the gift. Speech and prize giving them. And while they were calling first position, second position, the way the boy was sitting, you know he knew nothing. This is not his type. When they called best in so, and they called his name. Ah, he looked up. He looked at me, what's happening? And he got up and he went to take the gift. The following time, he became the third best in class. Are you following what I'm saying? It? All right? The only thing he didn't become before he left that school was the first. Because there was a boy there. That boy is another special. Uh-huh. But at least he was the second after that boy. From last, encouragement builds. It does. From last. Bah! The boy, shut up. By the grace of God, now he should be done with his university. Amen. Shut out. Somebody's shooting out. Yes. Somebody's shooting out. Go and check. And many, the most ungrateful people most times are ladies. Ladies. Yeah. They're ungrateful about their body. Look at me. That's how you will remain. Whatever it is you have said, that's it. You have full stop. That's what I'm saying. Oh yeah, I'm blessed. Say it, I'm blessed. So some girls, if a guy won't say I love you, say, ah, with the way I look, what's your problem? We should beat you. Amen. That's deliverance case. True or not true? Ah. Say it again, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And once you have that consciousness, you are now grateful. Sometimes things doesn't look like they are enough. But in the midst of it, the most powerful act of praise and worship is when things are not good. That you can steal someone's strength to give God praise. Now, hear this. This year, I see God opening a lot of international doors. Let me explain. This one is not for those who want to jabber. You know what that means? Those who want to run. See, if they give me 1 week visa, I will never come back. I will escape. Once I'm landing, I'll take the nearest bike. That's not your life. Amen. That's not the life of the blessed. You are not going to any country to hustle. You are going there because your blessing has taken you there. And you come back and build Nigeria. Because the prophecy of these days is that we'll have Joseph returning back. There will not be scarcity of bread. Are you following what I'm saying here? But God is opening international doors. Amen. Do you believe? Do you believe what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Just quickly go to New York, Spur of Light Church, New York, and take Bible study on Tuesday, and then return on Wednesday. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not like you go and then we are calling you, you have thrown away your SIM card. No. Just take Bible study briefly on Tuesday, then return on Wednesday. Because based on the blessing of God upon your life, what do you want to be sitting down and running up and down and taking pictures and say, I'm in New York now? I'm like, no, it's going to be a lifestyle. Sit like it. Yeah. Now sit like it and relax. God has cooked it. You will eat it. Lift your hands and say, Father, I'm grateful. Say it again, Father, I'm grateful. Say it again, Father, I'm grateful. Now, I want to lay hands on everyone this morning, but you don't look like people that are interested. So I decided to just let it be. Amen. Because I sense that there is a supernatural fragrance that is coming upon the church in this season. And God is raising functionaries. Now, He's raising functionaries. I'd like you to come right from the back and come one after the other. And I want to have an impartation session. Amen. For everyone this morning. Let me organize that. Amen. Now, listen. Hands are not just going to be laid upon you in vain. Two things will be activated. The spirit of favor. Amen. Then the spirit of creativity. Are you following what I'm saying now? Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to notice that there is a grace upon your life that is bringing you before men that matters. Because that is where you belong. Listen. Once the door is open, it will take extreme carelessness not to enter. I'm telling you, there's a door open now, regardless of what is in the news. There's a door open.
Yes, sir.
And you've got to see it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said there's a door open. So when I'm laying hands on you, and for some of you, it is the spirit of courage, boldness. You will no longer be afraid of anything. Are you following what I'm saying? You'll be able to enter into any corridors of power. Come on, give me a sound. Because something new and something very strange. So before you come here, pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. Pray. Anticipating what is coming upon your head. Something very strong is coming. Pray in the Holy Ghost loud and clear. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Shakatara katish tefera. Sent men to go spy, and the Bible said some came back with evil report and said there are giants in the land who are not able to come against them. And God said the report they came with was evil. But the Bible said amongst them was not found anyone like Joshua and Caleb, in whom there is another spirit. They were the ones. Listen, when you look at Nigeria now, what you may likely see in the flesh is that there are giants in the land. But don't call conspiracy what they call conspiracy. I sense strongly in my spirit that men are being marked in this season. Because some are saying we've given up on this nation, but in the midst of it, those who carry the spirit of God and say God has brought us from this, from there, He will yet do it again. They will carry the grace for the next generation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Pray loud and clear in the Holy Ghost and come forward. One, help me organize them. Oh, shake it, shake it, shake it. Stand behind the ladies. Come close, everybody.
On to the Lamb upon the throne.
I'll lay hands on you.
We raise a shout. We raise a shout. For He is God and God alone. Alleluia. Alleluia. For He is God and God alone. Alleluia. Shayon. You're the hallowed one. You're the holy one. You are Yahweh, O God, the King of Shayon. You're the hallowed one. You're the holy one. Yahweh, the King of Shayon. You're the hallowed one. You're the holy one. Yahweh, my King of Zion.
Thank you. Now hear this. And I want to say this both to those who are following online, to those who are connected. And I want to resound it. And I'm going to show you a scripture to that effect. In Luke 4:18, Jesus speaking said to them when he picked the book of Isaiah to read, and the Bible said he found a place and he began to quote. That's Luke 4:18. And Jesus began to quote where Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted." And Jesus mentioned the dimension of the anointing that is upon his life. And he said, "This day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes." Listen, everywhere Jesus went to preach, he reiterated the dimension that is upon his life. "There is none of you under the sound of my voice right now that can be small." I'm telling you. Alright? Because that is what I've been anointed for. To go raise men. Are you following what I'm saying here? And you are going to see amazing. You won't believe it. Just somebody's. I've seen people's night turn to day. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember I was in our church in Lagos a while back now. And when I went to church, one of my spiritual sons came to see me with his wife. And they were, you know, explaining how things has been. There's been no job. And, you know, I agreed with them in prayers and prayed with them. And that week, God opened doors for them. I'm going to tell you, in one week. First was that they just received an amount in millions. Not 10 million, I'm telling you, in millions. Just, the door just opened like, phew. Somebody just called and said, I was praying, it was just laid in my heart to pay your rent. That same week. And that same day, when they thought it was over and all that, somebody called them. He said, "I'm leaving the country." He said, "That's my car. I want to give you guys before I go." Yeah. In a week, they had resources enough to build. Somebody paid the rent and became car owners. In 1 week. Are you following what I'm saying here? By the force of the spoken word, I speak again. There's none of you, whether online or on site. It doesn't matter where you are following from. You will not be small. I'm telling you. You will not be small. Your case will not be difficult for prayer to handle. Now, I speak this to your life. If you have stopped dreaming and you have stopped seeing what God is about to make, from today you see again. And you see well. In the name of Jesus. And I speak those words as one who has been sent to you. I've been anointed specifically for you. In the name that is above all names. Nobody will be able to trace how suddenly your light will turn today. It will happen suddenly. It doesn't matter the doors you have knocked before that failed to open. They are opened in this season. I say that amen with power. I said they are opened. In the name of Jesus. We see it. We settle it. It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, get up on your feet and give the Lord a big, big hand. Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.